I'm hearing more good stuff from my good friend Dick about the children and their health.
Okay, so
and mainstreaming.
We have concerning kids. We recently completed a study. We was done by professionals. We had 94 kids on the autism spectrum, and we test and retest, and we discover that if you are on the spectrum and you run, you improve physically, which is a no-brainer, but you also improve cognitively and socially, which is absolutely fantastic.
Love it.
Okay. Concerning research, there are a couple of other things that we discovered. The first one, going back many years ago, was that if you have cystic fibrosis and you run, this will increase your life expectancy. This was done in Norway by Dr. Johan Stangel. There's a lot of people with cystic fibrosis in Norway. Okay, but then about 20, 25 years ago, we did the first study on traumatic brain injury and exercise. And the hypothesis was that if you have a TBI and you run, you will improve cognitively. And so a lot more has been done in the last 25 years. But we have found profound improvement in this area. So we're talking about research and Achilles. We also have found that people with strokes and people who are quadriplegic can improve the range of motion profoundly. In other words, it takes someone who's a quadriplegic, moves his or her arm like this, comes out a few years later, they can move their arms almost fully. And if you bear with my sense of humor, we call them faux quads, because they're technically quads, but you would never know it if you saw them move. So there are many other things. We have tried working in the area of depression and Alzheimer's, and while we haven't done studies yet, and it's difficult, the theory is that if you are depressed and you have a disability, it's a disability, you run, that reduces the depression. If you have Alzheimer's, the theory is that this will reduce the decline rate. We found people with MS who run have a slower rate of decline, and we've had many, many people over many years who have gone through this situation. So there's a tremendous impact of running on health. Now, socially, we talk about mainstreaming, and one of the things that I'm particularly interested in is the concept of mainstreaming. And what this does is it makes people who are not disabled much more comfortable. When I started Achilles, I didn't think of myself as being disabled. And I was very, very, very uncomfortable with people with disabilities. Like, what do you say to them? Do you recognize a disability? Can you ask about it? Can you make jokes about it? It was very, very embarrassing. And over time, of course, I became more relaxed. But the average person out there is where I was 35 years ago. I mean, never had a contact. What do you do? We had a client who never worked with people with disabilities before, was very polite, and said, how do you describe your situation? So being that I lost a leg, I explained that I think of myself as being decaffeinated, meaning lost my calf.
Hey, come on, this guy, Dick, he's off the charts. Okay.
But,
off the charts.
Point is,
in a beautiful, loving way.
That people don't know, but if you're running out there and you're running with people this way, you see them as peers. So one of my dear friends was doing a race up Mount Washington. The first 2 miles are level, and then several miles later, it's uphill, and amputees, typically relative to other people, do better going up hills. So here's this guy, mile one, a couple of fine people pass him, tap him on the back, and said, God bless you. Okay, so at mile three, he starts to pass them. He taps them on the back. And he didn't have the nerve, but he wanted to say, God bless you too, as he left them in the dust.
Oh my God. Dick, thanks so much. Thanks for all the good you do. Look at this. The most of everybody's moved on and moved out.
But one of the issues that you're probably aware of is that as you help others, getting mitzvah, stuff like that, but you get joy out of it. Is that fair?
So it's not the biggest reward of all.
It's not a one-way thing.
No, you give, you get. No doubt about it. Dick, okay. Thanks so much. The website again, my friend. Okay. I love you.
Good luck with
your website is?
It's Achilles International.
Fantastic. Thanks, Dick.